Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, Hannah was involved in a hit-and-run accident this past weekend. We are commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Have you ever been in a hit-and-run? Someone hit you and took off? Or if you're willing to admit, you could change your name if you want. I definitely hit somebody and I took off. 314-531-9898. Hannah, what happened with your car and the hit-and-run situation?
So this past weekend, I was out running errands. I did my usual TJ Maxx, Ulta, Target run. Yep. Usual weekend errands. And all of a sudden, I was coming out from the last store, Target, and I see this huge white smudge on my black car. And if you know me, you know that my car is my life. That is my baby. I keep it clean. People aren't allowed to have food in there. Like, my car is my life.
So I nicked it. I brushed up against it when we were like moving stuff into it one time. And Hannah wouldn't talk to me for 2 days.
I was like, pissed.
I can't believe you did that.
I'm actually still mad at you for that. So to see this like white smudge, I was like, like literally, I can still feel my stomach just like dropping when I saw that. So I'm like looking around. I'm like, what the hell? Like, what happened?
I thought Hannah was going to drop more than hell there. I thought she was going to start cussing like crazy.
So I didn't know what to do. So I got in my car and I called my mom. I sent her this picture. I'm like, is this like, did someone hit me? And she's like, yeah, someone absolutely hit you.
And I was like, couldn't believe it.
I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, who to call, what to, like, I just had no idea. So I actually left the store and I went home to like do some research. Like, is this a legal thing? Like, do I have to contact Target? Do I have to contact the city of Fenton? Like, who do I contact? Do I call the FBI? Like, who do I figure out to track down who the hell hit my car? So in the midst of my searching, all of a sudden, my sister comes in and she goes, Hannah? I said, yeah. She goes, I think I accidentally hit your car.
Oh,
and I said,
no way.
What? No. I was like, I literally have been going off all day about how whoever,
I mean, we all got a text with the picture.
I'm like, I literally was saying terrible things. I'm like, whoever hit my car, I hope you have a terrible Christmas and
terrible
you light
Christmas.
On fire.
12
like,
months from now?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, I hope you have the worst day ever.
She said light on fire. Did you guys catch this?
Yeah, I was like, I'm pissed. And I said, excuse me? She was like, yeah, I was backing out and I thought I hit the fence, but I looked and I hit your car.
Oh.
And I was like, you're the person I want to light on fire? Like, what? And so I didn't even know what to do once again, but she was like, you know, like, you can give me your insurance and we can figure it out. I don't know. And I just like, I didn't know what to do because it's my sister. So I'm like, well, I don't want her to pay money to fix my car, but this is my freaking car. This is my life. So we actually ended up buffing it out, and now it's fine. So, yeah, I mean, we
but
put a little.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we
no,
can,
it is.
We
You'll it. Always
we,
know.
Yeah,
Hannah.
We actually yeah. saw it this morning. It doesn't look that great.
Stop.
We
could tell. My head.
Yeah, we look at that car and we think, oh, it's been buffed. Oh, yeah. We all saw it. We were talking.
The same.
Yeah, we were all saying, yeah, it's
Stop
never going
it.
To
But yeah, the hit and run criminal that I had been cussing
was a family member?
Up and down was my sister.
I actually. Somebody tried to hit and run me and they got busted. I was walking out of a bar one time. And some other guy was like, hey, I caught this guy trying to take off. And another guy, he hit my car parking and then pulled out of the parking spot and was taking off. And some guy pulled out and said, hey, I saw what you're doing. And the guy was like, oh, I was just going to go park at a different spot. And I come walking out. It's like, I saw this dude trying to make a break for it. And
oh, wow,
so
that's cool.
Somebody, yeah, stopped the guy
cool.
from.
That's
cool. Yeah. Well, that's nice. You had some support.
Yeah, like yeah. Superman you know, came
yeah,
in.
I mean,
the
yeah.
hit and run Superman. Right.
I would do that, too. If I see that happen, I'm stopping because hit and runs are not funny.
Yeah, tell your sister because now
yeah.
we'll never see your car the same.
Yeah, she's like, before you take legal action, let me confess it was actually me.
All right, anyone ever been involved in a hit and run situation? 314-531-9898. Who hit you and then who ran? It's all going to be okay. Hannah was involved in a hit and run. We got stories that end in car chases, guys, coming your way here in a second while we're commercial free on the Brett Megas Show. Have you ever been involved in a hit and run? Hannah was. It would end up being a family member of hers. What happened, Hannah?
So I was doing my errands this past weekend and I noticed that there was a huge white stripe on the back of my car. And I went home and I was all upset, like getting ready to like call Target, call security. And then my sister all of a sudden confessed up that she actually was the one that hit my car.
Yeah. Kevin, you said it happened in your driveway.
Yeah, it actually happened in my
driveway.
Yeah, I was turning into my driveway and got hit by a car trying to pass me, you know, on the wrong side of the road and pushed me into my driveway, into my neighbor's yard through a bunch of brush and all this stuff.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And so they were able to reverse their vehicle and go down the street. So I got out of the car and I started running after them as if I was going to do something.
Wow.
You ran after them like on foot?
Yeah, like I'm Starsky or Starsky and Hutch or something. Like, I'm going to do something. I'm going to get you. And I could only make out like 3 of the license plate letters. Well, the police were able to track the vehicle down. And the guy lived like a couple of blocks down. But because it wasn't the specific amount, because this car was like their car was totaled. They couldn't drive theirs either. They said they couldn't do anything.
So then what? You just like chased them and
I just chased them down and went, okay, well, I just turned it into the insurance and that was it.
But Kevin, literally, you got down on foot and chased somebody. Tracy, your car hit and run situation ended up in a chase as well. Tracy.
Yeah.
So your car chase ended up, or your hit and run ended up in a chase as well, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely. What happened?
I was on my way to work. It was a Monday morning, and I live over here in Bethalto, and got rear-ended, so I took it upon myself. I thought, oh, okay. I thought it was a little old lady. So I pull over to the side of the road, and they take off. And I'm like, no, not today. You hit the wrong gal. So I have my little bitty flip phone. And I flip it open. I call 911. I'm chasing them. Come to find out there's another car that is with them. They are trying to sideswipe me, push me off the road. I'm like,
oh my
no, 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 no.
Oh my
so
God.
I am giving Yeah, I'm giving 911 every detail. The make, the model, the license plate.
This is like the OJ chase.
Yeah.
Like literally locked in.
And everybody's like, why did you do that? And I'm like, well, they weren't going to get away with it. So I proceed with my chase. I'm talking to dispatch, not thinking that my call is going over the airwaves to all the local police departments.
Oh, my gosh.
This is crazy.
Yeah. And so I proceed, and she's like, ma'am, we've got him. We've got him. I'm like, well, they just turned here, and they turned here. Like, I'm talking like they're in an airplane or something. Right?
I love how you were talking like you were an actual police officer, like, on the chase. Like, good for you, Tracy.
Yeah, I would snap into that same mode.
Tracy doesn't play.
Mm-mm. I don't play. I mean, I'm with you. I didn't even have 3,000 miles on my car. It was a black Ford Fusion. I thought it was a little old lady. I took it upon myself, and the dispatch is like, ma'am, we've got him. We've got him. I make this turn. We're in a residential area at this point, and I make a left. I make a right, and there's cops sitting everywhere.
Oh, wow.
You're like, and I need to see this investigation.
You guys like surrounded him, SWAT team.
Right.
And then who was it? Who got out of the car? You thought it was a little old lady. Who was it?
It was a guy in his 20s, totally complete, still on a bender from the weekend.
Usual suspect, yeah. You know, as a fellow police officer, Tracy.
Right.
In this situation, usual suspect. Thank you so much for the call. I cannot believe that happened to you. Mary Jo, who hit your car and took off?
This was 40 years ago. I was like 16, and another teenager, I didn't know it at the time, hit my car. And it was parked. My car was parked on the street, and he totaled it. So I was really upset.
Damn, he didn't just.
He slammed you.
Wow.
Yeah. I was trying to sell the car on top of it. That's part of the reason why it was parked on the street. So I had like a for sale sign on it. And it took about 3 days, but all of a sudden this man comes knocking on the door, and he had his son standing there next to him, and he knew his son. His son had this. So granted, this was 40 years ago. It was like a big, you know, it was a car from the 70s. It was a really big car.
Yeah.
And the headlight was all smashed in. So he knew something happened, and he finally got his son to admit. And so he made him own up, and he knocked on the door, and they ended up buying my car from me.
Damn.
They totaled it.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it does, like, it's kind of a flex. Like, oh, I hit that car, so I bought it.
No, I think that's a good punishment, yeah, right here.
Yeah. Learn something for that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Taryn, what happened with you? Who were you involved in a hit and run with?
Me and my aunt's car were in her garage, and I had went to pull out. This was when I was like a teenager, and I hit her car and put a big dent in the back of it. But me and my cousin made a promise that we were going to tell her someone at Target hit it. And to this day, we still tell her that, and she still believes that a random stranger.
Oh, my gosh. Why is it always Target is like the ploy? They keep getting like, everybody's saying all these people have accidents there, and it's just it's your relatives.
I love how I love how you guys died on the hill too, to this day.
Right.
No one will ever know.
She worked at Target back then, so that was our easy way of getting away with it.
Genius. That's how you go down with the lie if you're involved with the hit and run.
Yep.